The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back, second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on this Thursday, 21 February 2019. I am just lucky. I'm a very lucky man that a caller called Laura yesterday. She was able to join us for a few minutes. And then I was able to interview her today. When we called her, you know, can you do the show tomorrow? She had a dinner date. She said, okay, to heck with that. This is important. Now, folks, for all those out there that have lost the faith in anything, if you have been sitting around licking your wounds or feeling sorry for yourself, or, and this is a malady that a lot of people get, oh, what's the use? I hope we just demonstrated in the last hour what this what's the use is all about. You know, I've been telling you to push back. She climbed into the ring with the heavyweights. She didn't push back. She put them on the canvas. And what's even more, I mean, and I'm sitting here and I'm thinking, okay, you're going to run for Austin City Council. Yeah, they need somebody that understands the Constitution there. Yeah, the City Council in Austin, folks, the seat, this is the county seat of all of Texas. We're not a small state. This is going to reverberate not only here in Texas, but around this entire country. Will this lead to maybe one of these days we'll have honest ballots, maybe receipts for the ballots that you cast? I certainly hope so. Because the other thought struck me here, and I want you to consider this very carefully. What we have in this country is perception. Perception that things are a certain way when they really are not. The perception is that, well, the media. Okay, yeah, they lie sometimes. They don't tell the exact truth. Or maybe, you know, they don't do stories because they don't want to jam up the advertising for their network or the station they're on. Yeah, okay. No. This is much deeper. This is a program that's being run. And part of that programming is intended for you. I've said to people, listen to their words, and I don't give a damn if they're a flat-out socialist, self-proclaimed communist. I don't care if they claim to be a moderate Republican or a conservative Democrat or a conservative Republican, whatever the case may be. Listen to the words that come from their lips. They keep calling this country a democracy, which it is not. The republic has to follow the rule of law. It has to follow the constitutional principles. This is what they're desperate to get away from. All of what you're seeing, and that gutsy little gal that worked at CBS, I wish her, if she has a bucket list, I hope her bucket list is fulfilled before she passes from this earth. Because what she did was very gutsy. This is pushback. She came out and said, look, You know, you got to understand that 85% of these people that are in the media, that are journalists or behind the cameras or whatever the case may be, they're all Democrats, and most of them liberal. Or, if you prefer, communist or socialist. They create this environment. They create this perception. Now, here's the really bad problem with this. Most people's perception becomes their reality. So we have organizations that are molding your reality for you when it is based on nothing but lies. Now, folks, I don't know if it's been your experience, but it certainly has been mine. When you meet a thief or a liar or a murderer or whatever the case may be, never expect anything more than what you see. Chances are, if they have more latitude and more hands off on their Machiavellian stuff, they're going to become even bolder. They're going to become more unlawful. They are going to do things that you... Things are happening right now. Do you believe what you're seeing right now? 50 years ago in this country, ladies and gentlemen, if somebody like this Cortez would have popped her little head up, as young as she is, doesn't know squat from shinola, and gets out there and starts running her gibberish lips about better ways to do things, most of which is against the Constitution, the intent of the Republic, and the rule of law. Let me underscore that, the rule of law. It is not going to stop until we stop them. We, you, me, all of us, stop them. And I don't care what you need to do to go to that happy little place that you roll up, you unbutton your sleeves and you roll them up and you go, okay, it's on. Whatever it takes to get you to that point, get there. You know, I mentioned, last Friday. You know, I didn't do this for the purpose of garnering sympathy or donations for the network or, oh, poor Johnny, they go help him out. I didn't do it. As a matter of fact, by just that admission to this listening audience, which I find to be the most precious on this planet, it actually relieved a burden for me because I didn't tell anybody. Just a few, very, very few people that know and love me and care about me and go, hey, you know, you seem a little down, you know, perk up. I realized I had a job to do. And nothing should get in the way of that job. When I made the admission that I've been depressed for the last 4.5 years, and sometimes, folks, there were days it was almost debilitating. But I put my pants on, I did up my belt, I squared myself away, got down to business, and did what I'm supposed to be doing. And I'll tell you, there were times, if it weren't for that, I probably would have went stark raving mad. But I've hung in there. You need to hang in there. Once the positive energy starts rolling, it gathers momentum. It gathers steam. It gathers force. And folks, if I drop dead tomorrow, I will go to my grave believing that we have enough in this country right now that we can take it back. I firmly believe that. You know, the saying is, it doesn't matter how many times you get knocked down. It matters how many times you get back up. Is it fun getting knocked down? No, it's not. Is it fun getting back up? Yeah, because that's a proclamation that I'm still alive. I'm still here. And damn it, I'm going to give it another try. Now, I know that's not the payoff, the reward that most people are looking at. How many times do I have to get knocked down? How many times do I have to pick myself up? Here's the answer to that. As many times as it takes. Because we're not talking about just a little local election here. We're not talking about fixing a little problem over there. I am talking about restoring law and order and the Constitution in this country, and I know the problems there as well. I'm not naive. I have ears, I have a mind, I have a heart. I get it. There are things that are wrong and need to be rectified. But this ain't over. This is not over by a long shot. How many times in the listening audience out there have you heard me say, and this is why I got poor Vince Fanelli. Of all the years I've known this guy, I was in his kitchen. And Steve Elkins was sitting there. He witnessed it. I mean, I went off. And it wasn't that I was going after Vince, because he is a lovely man, and I love him to death. And that's why I said on the air when I had him on Monday, you know, I hope you're not taking this personally. No, I'm not. Because his deal was always about survival, and that was important. In case some very bad stuff happens, yeah, until we collect ourselves, regroup, and do what we need to do. Yeah, survival is most important. He has spent a lot of years trying to help people. And I didn't want to minimize that. I didn't want to in any way, shape, or form tell Vince Fanelli that, you know, hey, that's not what I'm looking for. But in his own kitchen, in his own house, I went off. And I said, Vince, you've got to understand this. I'm not interested in surviving. I'm interested in living my life the way I see fit. That's what this is about. Now, a bunch of powdered wig-wearing guys got together way back when, came up with a declaration, came up with a constitution. Yeah, I get it. It ain't perfect. Can it be improved? You betcha. Do we need a basis in which to do it? Oh, yeah. Can it be done? Yes, it can. I'll tell you when you lose, when you got to go into a fight in order to win it, when you're outmatched going into it, you know you're going to get your butt handed to you. We're not there yet. And people are starting, it's very subtle. Some might even call it minuscule. People are starting to feel strength again. They are getting themselves out of the way of themselves to do what must be done. Just as I have, and I'm sure many of you, just as you have out there, overcoming whatever it is to get where we need to go. And folks, I will admit, we got a long way to get there, but we're on the right path. You know, how would you like going into a fight when you weren't on the right side? We got everything that's good on our side. How can you lose with that? It is going to take an effort, but more importantly, do the reset. Attitude adjustment time. It all starts with you. Wow. Now that's something I wanted to say for quite some time. And coming off that first hour, what a better time. I couldn't have picked a better time to say it. You know, Laura Presley could have went, oh, gosh, all right. Yeah, I knew things were corrupt. I wanted to get in there to make a difference, and, well, okay, they just gave me my head. She could have turned around, took her husband's arm, and said, okay, well, I tried, and walked away. It's not what she did. And I don't know if you recognize how important that is. She's an individual. She had help from friends. That's what it's going to take. It's going to take a lot of help. But they've got to be willing to extend that hand. They've got to be willing to roll up their sleeves. And I don't care what fight it is, folks. I don't care what it is. You can't go in with a reservation or the thought in the back of your head, well, I'm going to lose anyhow, but I guess I'll just go through the motions. You've already been beat before you've even started. Man, I'm glad she's close. I hope she gets Austin City Council. I'm going to be doing some interviews down there with her. That's for sure. All right, on to some happy news here. Well, maybe. Well, not really. And it's my favorite bank. Source on this, Fast Company. Calling your bank. Be prepared to have your voice biometrics collected. And here's my favorite bank. In Chase's case, the biometric program was announced back in April, but there's a good chance many customers missed the announcement. I certainly did. And I was still a customer of Chase's back in April, so I missed it. The author says I missed it, and I actually write about these topics for a living. Well, you can just about guess that, well, Chase didn't really announce this. Now, when you call Chase Bank, an automated recording informs you that your voice is being used to identify you in the hopes of preventing fraud. Pick up the phone and you're being recorded to make a voice print, which, according to Chase's website, is created from more than 100 different physical and behavioral characteristics such as pitch, accent, shape of your mouth. I don't know how it can see the shape of your mouth using a telephone, but this is what it says. And vocal track as you speak with customer service representatives. Once your voice print is created, Chase will use it the next time you call to quickly verify it's you. Chase claims voice ID will heighten customer security while letting customers skip the rigmarole of remembering their favorite elementary school teacher's first pet's name or answering other security questions in public forums. As for the security of your voice ID print, Chase claims that your voice print is securely stored as a mathematical equation. Plus, according to Chase, it can only be used to verify your Chase account. And wait till you get a load of the follow-up story to this one. But at any rate, we'll get there. It's my wonderful Chase Bank. Yeah, they made the announcement. The guy that does these stories didn't get the announcement. But Chase isn't just amassing data on its customers. It's also collecting intel on known fraudsters for so-called voice biometric blacklist, which keeps tabs on identity thieves and credit card scammers and prevent them from accessing bank account information or requesting new credit cards. This is in addition to the biometric database being built by prisons. Now, of course, it's just not J.P. Morgan Chase & Company using the technology. According to the Associated Press, Wells Fargo, Barclays, U.S. Bancorp all use some form of voice ID. In 2017, Pindrop, a company that offers sound-based fraud detection tools to call centers, told Fast Company it worked with 8 of the top 10 U.S. banks and 2 of the top 5 insurers to detect phone scams. The likelihood that you've had your voice unique biometric signature recorded are pretty high. An AP survey of 10 leading voice biometric vendors found that more than 65 million people worldwide have had their voice prints taken. That survey was in 2014, and it has undoubtedly skyrocketed since then, especially as the artificial intelligence-fueled fraud prevention improves. Now, while voice ID is convenient and for the good of your account, it's unsettling to know that you're being recorded and monitored. And it's a bit tricky to opt out, at least in Chase's case. According to the representative, the only way to opt out of the program is to let customer service representatives, the representative that you're speaking with, know that you don't want to participate. Okay. No. More on this in the follow-up story about this biometric stuff that's being collected. They're spreading your stuff to the four winds, folks. We'll be back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Busted. Shake down, break down, take down. Everybody wants into the crowded line. Break down, take down. You busted.
Well, folks, did you know the federal government shares terrorist watch list with over 1,000 private groups? Now, notice I did not say intelligence agencies. I did not say Interpol. I did not say police, wherever. No, these are private entities that have the ability to look at the terrorist watch list. You know, while you may be on a terrorist watch list or you go to the airport and you get extra security, you don't know the reason why, and try getting your name off of that list. Good luck. The federal government shares its terrorist watch list with more than 1,400 private groups, according to court papers reported on by the Associated Press. The AP reported Tuesday that Timothy Groh, the deputy director of the FBI's Terrorist Screening Center, said in a written statement to a federal court that 1,441 private entities can access the watch list, which is compiled by the center. Groh's statement came as part of a class action lawsuit in federal court in Alexandria, Virginia, brought by a group of Muslims who say they've been wrongly included on that list. To have access to the watch list, the groups must be linked to the criminal justice system, Grohl said. According to the AP, he reportedly pointed to police at private universities, security staff at hospitals, and private correctional facilities as example of groups who have access. And you can bet there's a whole lot more. The FBI did not immediately return a request for comment to the Hill. The government has previously denied disseminating the list to private groups. The AP noted, the AP reported that government lawyer Dina Roth said at a pretrial hearing last year that the TSC does not work with private partners and that that watchlist status itself is considered law enforcement sensitive information and is not shared with the public. Well, there goes your transparency. There goes your honesty. They just keep lying. Ghadir Abbas, an attorney with the Council on American Islamic Relations, told the AP that the government use of the watch list is shocking. We've always suspected there's private sector dissemination of the terrorist watch list, but we had no idea the breadth and the dissemination would be so large, according to the attorney. Abbas and other attorneys have asked a judge to force the government to provide more details on which private groups are accessing the watch list and how these groups are using the list, according to the AP. Abbas told the AP that the list has so many incorrect names that it's essentially a collection of innocent Muslims who have never committed a crime. It's a fool's errand, Abbas said. They're trying to predict among the innocent which people will be terrorists. That's an impossibility. Now, you notice that it's slanted toward, okay, Muslims. Folks, let me tell you something. The government that considers terrorism, you and I are a terrorist. This was made perfectly clear by the FBI. Remember years ago they did their little trifold pamphlet out there in Arizona? Was it Arizona or New Mexico? Might have been New Mexico, but at any rate, it's been such a long time ago. The FBI was handing out trifold pamphlets, and this was for law enforcement eyes only, on how they can identify terrorists. If you were an ardent believer in the Second Amendment, or if you were a religious person and attended service, if they went down the laundry list of what you and I would consider to be normal activity, the FBI is telling law enforcement, oh, well, here's your indication that they may be homegrown terrorists. And they weren't talking about Muslims either. If you question your government on legitimacy or the constitutionality, guess what? You're a terrorist. If you own guns and went to the target range, you might be a terrorist. If you go to church, you may be a terrorist. We caught them with their knickers down around their knees. But as you already know, that has not stopped the FBI from being one corrupt agency. And that's being very kind. I know how people like to call in the last half hour of the show. That's fine. 800-313-9443. We will field some calls here today. By the way, it looks like, well, the onion is being peeled back here. People are starting to discover that a lot of their perception is incorrect because they were fed a line of stuff. Latest, stage chemical attack videos and other trends in modern propaganda. Remember our little white helmets over there? Oh, they were killing people. The Assyrian government is killing people with gas. Complete fabrication and lie. What have I been doing for this past week? Going through all the more familiar lies that is intended to be propaganda to bend and mold your perceptions. The thing is starting to fall like dominoes, folks. Let's take the break. 800-313-9443 is the call-in number. We'll take the bottom of the hour break. We shall be right back.
No reason to get excited.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page, and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Some say life will beat you down and break your heart, steal your crown. So I started out for God knows where. I guess I'll know.
Global research put this out. The scandal regarding the fake hospital video published by the White Helmets as proof of the Douma chemical attack has reached its peak in the media and has caused reaction on the diplomatic level. On February 13, BBC's series producer, Ram Dalati, came out with a statement that, after almost 6 months of investigations, I can prove without a doubt that the Douma hospital scene was staged. And no fatalities had occurred in the hospital. Dalati added that he believes that the attack did happen, but no sarin was used and everything else around the attack was manufactured for maximum effect. I can tell you that Jais al-Issam ruled Douma with an iron fist. They co-opted activists, doctors, humanitarians with fear and intimidation. In fact, one of the three or four people filming the scene was Dr. Abu Bakr Hanan, a brute and shifty doctor affiliated with Jais al-Assam. The narrative was there weren't enough doctors, but here's one filming and not taking part of the rescue efforts. We'll keep the rest for later, he wrote in a tweet chain on the topic. An interesting fact that despite the confidence that the attack did not take place and no sarin gas was used, Delaney was able to name the chemical substance used and said it was up to the OPCW to make its own conclusions. Even this halfway contradiction to the Assad did it version caused wide attention because BBC was among the mainstream media organizations fueling the anti-Assad hysteria when the video first appeared in April 2018. This joint propaganda effort became a formal justification for the U.S.-led cruise missile attack on Syria. Delaney's statement widely circulated independent media organizations and was even commented by the Russian Defense and Foreign Ministries. Foreign Minister spokeswoman Maria Zakharova described the revelation as theater of absurd. This is what she said. She said, over the past years, and not only in Syria, we have seen just a tragic farce performed by the Western community and mass media, which on one hand speak about the high democratic goals and how they care about civilians of sovereign states, and on the other hand, they just do not give a damn about all the laws, the international law, freedoms and rights of nations and certain people. She compared this case with a situation developing around Iraq prior to the start of the U.S. intervention and recalled how then the U.S. ambassador to the U.N., Colin Powell, was convincing the international community that it was a need to rescue Iraq, Iraqi notion and democracy. The Russian defense minister also commented on the issue by saying that Russia is not surprised by the appearance of the new discrediting details. Major General Igor Konashevkov said, many of today's top-ranking politicians in the United States and Europe then tearing their throats in defending the peaceful Syrians from the terrible chemical attacks of the regime and sanctioning missiles and airstrikes on Syria will try to forget the topic in order to avoid moral and political and criminal liability. An interesting fact is the mainstream media outlets, the Western diplomats, in fact, ignored this situation. Furthermore, BBC officially stated that its Syria producer acted on his own and his claims are personal opinions, distancing itself from this conduct. No, it was a journalistic investigation, not a personal opinion. A personal opinion is what you get from these people that don't want to talk about the facts. These are the people that won't check two lousy sources to verify a story. These are the people that are forming the perception of the public based on whatever comes out of their damned mouths. You want to see what's going on in America today? Just take a look around present day. The divide that this press has caused in this country. The Duma attack was not the first and only case when the studio work was presented by the U.S.-led bloc as a decisive evidence justifying its actions in the conflict. After the April 2017 attack on Khan Shahrukhan, experts voiced concern that the video released by the White Helmets as proof of a chemical attack conducted by the Assad regime was staged. In fact, weaponized disinformation campaigns, stage videos, and fake news are common approaches used by the U.S. military and special services to promote their own agenda around the world. The U.S. was actively using these tools during its intervention in Iraq and after it. According to the later revelations, the employed programs were varying from placing Pentagon-provided articles in Iraqi newspapers as unbiased news to producing footage which were made to look as if they had been created by Arabic TV and CDs with fake Al-Qaeda videos, which then distributed through various channels. I'll give you a prime example, the CIA. Osama bin Laden. The guy died years ago. Oh, no, but this is Osama bin Laden. Right. Yeah, the USS Liberty was never attacked. And the reasons why we went into Vietnam is, our ships were being attacked. Remember the Maine? Remember Cuba? Yeah. Staged by Mr. Hearst. He was molding perception to get a political end and possibly war. Well, the employed propaganda approaches are constantly evolving, folks. Therefore, propaganda coverage of the conflict in Syria has some differences with those which were observed in Iraq. Now, mainstream media, the Pentagon, the intelligence services, and diplomats themselves are actively using Hollywood-style approaches. This style of coverage is based on providing catchy, even if horrible, pictures and videos influencing the emotions of the audience rather than convincing it with logical conclusions. You know, the way journalism used to be done, the who, what, where, when, and why. Just like with the Hollywood movies, the mainstream news has increasingly been turning away from the logical narration of stories with realistic motivations to emotional judgments based on anonymous sources, non-verified images, pocket citizen journalists, and even open speculation. The content developed within the framework of this approach is usually based on the results of social and psychological research. This allows the results to be maximized by the targeted development of content and appropriate segmentation of the audience. An interesting and successful example of this audience reaction and the modeling can be seen in the mainstream media coverage of the Salisbury incident, which gave rise to the large-scale hysteria in the Western countries about Russian spies. Considering that U.S. defense officials openly admit that the Pentagon, as well as other institutions, are going to develop their influencing tools and irregular warfare capabilities further, it should be expected that the intensity and sophistication of disinformation campaign waged around the globe will continue to increase. Now, folks, they're ramping up the game, and they're now starting to get their little keisters kicked. You know, what if it were an understood fact in the black community that there are news organizations and radio networks that are looking at the problem of excessive force and even outright murder by the police? Do you think that's something they might be interested in? I would think so. I think there's a common ground there, because guess what? It's just not black people in this country being treated the way they are, being shot and killed. Many instances where it doesn't have to happen. It's happening to Whitey too, okay? These are issues that they're molding a police state. The media is turning people against people in this country. Politically, this whole thing against Donald Trump, do you think that it would have had the gravity or the effect if not most of the media out there was against Donald Trump? Rather than taking singularly each issue or policy he's talking about, vet it thoroughly, ask some intelligent questions, and get a response from the guy, you think that that would have been the way to go? I do as well. Just the same way that Obama should have been treated. Just the way the presidents before him should have been treated. But they're not. And folks, think of this. When I was a younger man, we had three networks, and that was it. There wasn't no satellite. There wasn't any cable. There wasn't any modems or computers. There was not Facebook. There wasn't even cordless telephones. Everything was hardwired. And they managed to control the media with three networks a half a century ago. Now we got more outlets, but they're still managing to manage the news. This is not an easy project to do, and they have done a marvelous job, if I just have to admire their end result. Not what they've done, don't misunderstand me. But this was a long-term process that they in fact got it off the ground, and it's now plugged in and it's working just fine. 3 years later, I'm still hearing about Russian collusion. Well, everything is in. Guess what? There was no Russian collusion. We have people out in the streets of America ready to kill each other because we have a media that's directing it that way. You know, I'm certainly glad that I decided to do this network because it is probably one of the most important things I've ever done in my life. Necessary? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, and perceptions? Compliant media? John Bolton never met a war he didn't like, except Vietnam. That would be the one he refused to fight in, by the way. Today he's calling up every marker he has made to create the narrative for legal justification for an attack on Iran that Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spilled the beans on just before the Warsaw stink fest last week. This morning GOP house organ, the Washington Times, produced this howling of an exclusive to say that al-Qaeda groups in Syria are getting double ultra-secret funding from guess who? Iran. Because nothing says team up like conservative Shia clerics and Sephardist Sunni head-chopping animals, right? Hey. Iran is providing high-level al-Qaeda operatives with a clandestine sanctuary to funnel fighters, money, and weapons across the Middle East. No, scratch, scratch. United States is providing high-level al-Qaeda operatives with clandestine sanctuary to funnel fighters, money, and weapons across the Middle East. With once prominent Islamic State receding from the spotlight, the Washington Times has learned that the administration is focusing increasingly on the unlikely alliance between Iran and al-Qaeda, with what some sources say is an eye toward establishing a potential legal justification for military strikes against Iran and its proxies. The only people saying this are the ones in the administration and their pet think tankers, who provide the same level of credible intelligence as Fusion GPS did for the DNC to get Donnie Trump. After the debacles in Warsaw and Munich, where the U.S. couldn't drum up official support for its anti-Iran policy outside those who were behind it already, Bolton needs to lay the groundwork for the U.S. to go it alone if necessary. By the way, a little side note here, this is what Mr. Pompeo is laying the grounds, along with Mr. Bolton, about Venezuela. Ken in New York. Hello, Ken.
Good evening, John.
Hi.
That was a great interview. I've heard it before. And I would like to suggest that if you didn't quite understand how judges could do the things they could do, you might want to get Eddie Craig back again sometime. I could explain it a little bit, but he could explain it in better detail. It seems like the lower court judges are always the ones that are far more corrupt than the appellate judges. The appellate ones seem to be maybe a little better educated and a little more concerned about their reputation.
You know, not in this particular case, because the three appellate judges looked at it and said, okay, we'll rubber stamp that.
She did go above them, right?
Well, she went to the Texas Supreme Court, and the Texas Supreme Court came down on the appeals court and the circuit court and said, what are you people doing? You're going to sanction her? No, you're not. But she's already spent, get this, Ken, she's already spent $360,000. She's still got another $40,000 she's got to raise. Even though she went to the state Supreme Court down here pro bono, she didn't walk in there with an attorney, just somebody sitting behind her to make sure her T's are crossed and her I's are dotted and procedures were followed. She still had to pull $400,000 together to pay for what the state did. And this fueled her fire. This is going to be of great help to the other 2,999 counties we have in this country.
You'll never get justice with a lawyer. When a lawyer appears in front of a judge has the power to take his bar card from him.
Yep. He's an officer of the court. Hey, he's an officer of the court, just like the defense attorney is, the prosecuting attorney. Hell, even the guy that stands around and claims he's the court watcher there, the bailiff. Right. They're all officers of the court.
Well, I hope she discovers the concept of filing criminal complaints against judges and prosecutors someday. She'll never find a lawyer that'll do that. Although, apparently, one lawyer did do it, and that was Jerome Corsi. His lawyer filed a criminal complaint, I believe, against Mueller, and we haven't heard much about that anymore, have we?
No, we have not. And I've been thinking about contacting Corsi to get him on the air, but I think he's going to be limited in what he can say. But I'm going to talk to Jerry Corsi. Hell, Jerry used to sub for me on this program years ago.
Right. Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
All right, thank you.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate your call.
No reason to get excited.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, healthcare has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Not shall lose. So the Bible says, and it still is news.
mama may have.
Well, just on cue, Israel is seeking to wage new conflict in the Middle East. Israel seeks to initiate a new conflict in the Middle East in order to create alliances, says an analyst, adding that its bombing campaign in Syria can lead to a full-fledged war. The comments came after Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif warned the Israeli regime that its dangerous adventurism with its bombing campaign in Syria could result in a military conflict in the region. There is adventurism on Israeli side. The adventurism is always dangerous, Zarif said in an interview with the Zeitgeist newspaper published on Wednesday. In his early remarks at the Munich Security Conference, Zarif had accused Israel of looking for war and warned that its actions and those of the United States were increasing the chances of a clash in the region. The problem is, as everyone knows, that Israel doesn't care what's in accordance with international law or against international law, and as Minister Zarif says, Israel loves war. It thrives on it. War makes money for Israel, and it creates alliances and makes other countries dependent upon Israel for war machinery and weapons and things of that nature. So Israel loves war, but they have always loved war from the moment that they created their so-called state. And that was Paul Larady, former U.S. government advisor, told Press TV in an interview on Thursday. Which, by the way, Press TV has been labeled as being fake news and deplatformed as well. Go figure. Israel requires, it needs conflict, and it will wage conflict forever. Now it gets out of hand, it becomes a war. If they invade Syria or countries, then they are likely to have full-fledged war on their hands, and I don't think they want that at this point, but as long as they keep hitting and causing incitement in Syria and Lebanon and other places, then frankly nobody is going to stop them. On the sidelines of the anti-Iran meeting in Warsaw, Poland earlier this month, Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu said Arab countries were sitting down together with Israel in order to advance the common interest of war with Iran. Last month, Netanyahu also threatened that Tel Aviv would complement Washington's economic pressures on Iran with its own actions at the military level. Netanyahu apparently meant airstrikes against what Israel calls Iranian positions in Syria. Damascus says the attacks are part of Israel's efforts to prop up terrorists in the face of army advances. So if these poor people coming to our southern border, oh, this is humanitarian, then where are all the humanitarians in this country that wants to let these people in if they want to claim asylum? Have you seen the pictures of the people in Yemen, folks? Saudi Arabia has been bombing the crap out of them. They got a tight alliance with Israel and ergo the United States. Where are all the limp-wristed liberals that want humanitarian aid? Why don't you turn your eyes to Yemen? I don't see these people come to our southern border. I see them in brand new clothes, and they look like they're pretty damn well fed. That'll do it for us today, ladies and gentlemen. Back tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report. Folks, please support this network. Keep us going. We need this now, and you're going to need this network into the future because they're not done. They're going to start ramping up, and it's going to be hard, and it's going to be harsh. Thanks for being here. We'll see you tomorrow.
State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.